Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 31st, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. The FBI says a truck attack on a synagogue in Michigan earlier this month was inspired by Hezbollah ideology. Authorities identified the attacker as Ayman Muhammad Ghazali, who rammed his vehicle into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield on March 12, while dozens of children were inside. He later died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators say his online activity included extremist content and plans for a mass attack, and he had recently purchased weapons and fuel. Officials confirmed there is no evidence of accomplices. The case highlights growing concerns about lone wolf radicalization and domestic security threats. Another news. The White House says U.S. sanctions policy toward Cuba remains unchanged, despite allowing a sanctioned Russian tanker to deliver fuel to the island. Officials describe the move as a humanitarian exception, aimed at easing Cuba's worsening energy crisis. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said such decisions would be handled case by case, while stressing the U.S. still reserves the right to seize vessels violating sanctions. The move follows months of fuel shortages after Venezuelan oil supplies were cut. For now, Washington appears to be balancing pressure on Cuba with limited relief for its population. Around the world, a massive oil tanker was struck and set ablaze off the coast of Dubai in what officials say was an Iranian drone attack. The Kuwait-owned vessel, carrying millions of barrels of crude, suffered damage, but no casualties were reported. The strike comes amid growing conflict between Iran, the U.S., and Israel, with attacks increasingly targeting energy infrastructure. Oil prices surged again following the incident, adding pressure to global markets already strained by the war. Experts warn continued disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz could trigger broader economic fallout in the weeks ahead. Another news. Korean Air has entered emergency management mode as fuel costs soar due to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. The airline says it will cut internal costs and delay investments to maintain financial stability. Industry experts note that jet fuel prices have more than doubled since the war began, hitting airlines worldwide. Other carriers across Asia are raising ticket prices, reducing flights, or introducing fuel surcharges. Analysts say the aviation sector is facing a double shock of rising costs and supply shortages. If the crisis continues, travelers can expect fewer flights and higher fares globally. Another news. Israel's parliament has approved a law making the death penalty the default sentence for Palestinians convicted of deadly attacks. The legislation, backed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and driven by National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, passed with a narrow majority. Supporters argue it will deter terrorism, while critics say it is discriminatory and risks undermining democratic principles. European nations have expressed concern, and rights groups have already challenged the law in court. Israel has rarely used capital punishment in its history, making this move highly significant. The Supreme Court is now expected to decide whether the law will stand. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.